Carrying passengers and cargo. The extra weight of a passenger or cargo will affect the way your motorcycle behaves, requiring extra practice, preparation, and caution.
For this reason, only experienced riders should attempt to carry passengers or large loads. Before taking a passenger or a heavy load on the street, prepare yourself and your motorcycle for safe operation in traffic. Preparing the motorcycle. Tire pressure. Check the air pressure of both tires. Refer to the owner's manual or the label affixed to the motorcycle for the correct inflation specifications. Though most of the added weight will typically be on the rear wheel, don't forget to also check the pressure on the front tire. Correct inflation pressures will maintain maximum stability, steering precision, and braking capability. Suspension. With a heavy load, the riding characteristics and balance of the motorcycle will change. On some motorcycles, it will be necessary to adjust the suspension settings, spring preload, compression damping settings, etc., to compensate for the lowered rear of the motorcycle. Refer to the owner's manual for adjustment procedures and specifications. Headlight. Prior to loading, position the motorcycle about 10 feet from a wall in an unlighted garage and mark the headlight beam location on the wall with chalk. With a full load and a passenger, recheck the headlight beam location. Use the adjusting screws on the headlight to lower the beam to the same height. Check your owner's manual for adjustment procedure. Equipment for carrying a passenger. Be sure your passenger is properly attired, wearing the same level of personal protective gear as you. Be sure your motorcycle is equipped with passenger footrests. Your motorcycle should have a proper seat, one large enough to hold both you and your passenger without crowding. You should not sit more forward than you usually do. Check that there is a strap or solid handholds for your passenger to hold on to. Preparing your passenger to ride. Ensure your passenger is able to reach the passenger footrests and is able to hold on to your waist, hips, belt, or the bike's passenger handholds. Children should be placed immediately behind the rider. A child sitting in front of the rider will not be able to properly balance himself or herself and may interfere with the rider's control of the motorcycle. Passenger safety begins with proper instruction. Riders should not assume that passengers are familiar with motorcycle handling, control, or balance. As a routine practice, always instruct your passenger on cycling basics prior to starting the trip, even if your passenger is a motorcycle rider. As you prepare for your ride, tell your passenger to get on the motorcycle only after you have started the engine and have the transmission in neutral. As the passenger mounts, keep both your feet on the ground and the brakes applied. Sit as far forward as possible without hindering your control of the motorcycle. Hold firmly onto your waist, hips, belt, or passenger handholds for balance and security. Keep both feet firmly on the cycle's footrests, even when stopped. Firm footing will prevent your passenger from falling off and pulling you off. Keep legs away from the mufflers, chains, or moving parts. Stay directly behind you and lean with you through turns and curves. It is helpful for the passenger to look over the rider's shoulder in the direction of turns and curves. Avoid unnecessary conversation and avoid leaning or turning around. Make no sudden moves that might affect the stability of the motorcycle when it is in operation. Rise slightly off the seat when crossing an obstacle. Also, remind your passenger to tighten his or her hold when you approach surface hazards such as bumps or uneven road surfaces, are about to start from a stop or begin moving into traffic, are about to turn sharply or make a sudden move. Riding with passengers. Your motorcycle will respond slowly when you ride with a passenger. The heavier your passenger, the longer it will take to speed up, slow down, or turn. When riding with passengers, ride a little slower, especially when taking curves, corners, or bumps. If any part of the motorcycle scrapes the ground at lean angle, steering control can be lost. Start slowing earlier as you approach a stop and maintain a larger space cushion whenever slowing or stopping. Wait for larger gaps to cross, enter, or merge in traffic. Carrying loads. Everything you're likely to need for a riding holiday or weekend trip can be packed on your motorcycle in many different ways. There are complete luggage systems, saddlebags that are permanently attached to the motorcycle, soft bags that do not require a carrier system and can be tied to the seat, and a tank bag for other small items. You can also travel simply with only a backpack. Whatever you decide, do not exceed gross vehicle weight rating when traveling with cargo and a passenger, and always make adjustments to the motorcycle to compensate for the added weight. There is a box, Test Yourself 11. If you are chased by a dog, A. Kick it away. B. Stop until the animal loses interest. C. Swerve around the animal. D. Approach the animal slowly and then speed up. The answer is D. Approach the animal slowly and then speed up. Tips for traveling with passengers and cargo. Keep the load forward. Pack heavier items in the front of the tank bag. Lighter items, such as your sleeping bag, ground pad, or tent, should be packed on the luggage rack behind you. Try to place the load over or in front of the rear axle. Mounting loads behind the rear axle can affect how the motorcycle turns and brakes. It can also cause a wobble. Plan your route and length of each day's riding segment and allow plenty of time for breaks. Poor weather, breakdowns, and fatigue are also always possible. Consider selecting some interesting secondary roads to occasionally reduce the monotony of the highway. Start as early in the morning as possible. When you are fresh, you ride at peak performance. For most riders, this is usually between 6 a.m. and 11 a.m. Then take a good hour's break for lunch. Your energy will pick up again in the afternoon. Don't forget sun protection in the summer. Some combinations of riding gear can leave your neck exposed, risking sunburn. If you wear a backpack, be sure it is securely attached to you. Try to adjust the shoulder straps so that the backpack rests lightly on the seat. This will reduce the tension in your neck and shoulders. If you have a tank bag, be sure it is securely mounted and does not obstruct your view of the controls or instruments. If necessary, pack it only partially full. When strapping the tank bag in place, make sure it does not catch any of the brake lines or cables in the area of the steering head. Secure loads low or put them in saddlebags. Attaching a load to a sissy bar raises the motorcycle's center of gravity and can upset its balance. If you use saddlebags, load each with about the same weight. An uneven load can cause the motorcycle to pull to one side. Overloading may also cause the bags to catch in the wheel or chain, locking the rear wheel and causing the motorcycle to skid. Fasten the load securely with elastic cords, bungee cords, or nets. Elastic cords with more than one attachment point per side are recommended. A loose load could catch in the wheel or chain, causing it to lock up, resulting in a skid. Rope can stretch and knots can come loose, permitting the load to shift or fall. You should stop and check the load often to make sure it is not shifted or loosened. Include a small toolkit and some common spare parts that you might need. Water and some energy bars or other food should also be part of your preparation. And don't forget a first aid kit, especially if you are riding in a group. There is a box, Test Yourself, number 12. Passengers should A. Lean as you lean. B. Hold on to the motorcycle seat. C. Sit as far back as possible. D. Never hold on to you. The answer is A. Lean as you lean. Pre-ride test. Prior to starting out, take a test ride with your fully loaded motorcycle through some familiar neighborhood roads to get a feel for the operation of your motorcycle. Be sure the suspension settings are correct and that the side stand footrests and exhaust pipes don't scrape over bumps and in turns. Ensure the tank bag does not get in the way of the handlebars or restrict the steering. Also, check the security of the load so that your luggage does not hit you in the back under maximum braking. You will also find that the performance of a fully loaded motorcycle will be different than what you are used to. Test the power when accelerating and be aware that it will be lower, increasing passing times and distances. Braking will also feel different, and stopping distances may increase. Group riding. Preparation. Preparing yourself for a group ride is as important as making sure your motorcycle is ready. Riding with a group requires an alert mind that is free from worries, distractions, and stress. It also means riding free from the influence of alcohol or drugs. For some, even too much caffeine or prescription drugs can adversely affect concentration. Prior to a long trip, it is a good idea to have your motorcycle serviced at your local dealership if you aren't able to do the work yourself. A thorough pre-ride check is a must. Use the T-Clocks checklist as a reminder of the important components to check before you leave. Remember to consider such variables as passengers and extra weight from cargo that might require a change in tire pressure or suspension adjustment. Plan. Before starting out, hold a rider's meeting to discuss the route, length of riding segments, rest stops, and locations for fuel, meals, and lodging. Make sure everyone knows the route. That way, if someone becomes separated, he or she won't have to hurry to keep from getting lost or making the wrong turn. Choose a lead rider and a sweep rider. These should be the most experienced riders of the group. The lead rider should look ahead for changes in road, traffic, or weather conditions and signal early so the word gets back in plenty of time to the other riders. The sweep rider is the last rider in the group and sets the pace for the group. Place inexperienced riders just behind the leader. That ensures that they won't have to chase after the group, and the more experienced riders can watch them from the back. The most important rules for group riding are no competition, no passing of other riders, and no tailgating. If a rider insists on riding faster than the group, allow him or her to go ahead to an agreed meeting point. Hand signals. During the riders' meeting, review the hand signals so all riders can communicate during the ride. A diagram of the most common hand signals is at the end of this manual. Follow those behind. During the ride, use your mirrors to keep an eye on the person behind and confirm that the group is staying together. If a rider falls behind, everyone should slow down to keep the group together. Keep your distance. Maintain close ranks, but at the same time, maintain an adequate space cushion to allow each rider in the group time and distance to react to hazards. A close group takes up less space on the highway, is easier to see, and is less likely to become separated. This must, however, be done properly. Don't pair up. Never ride directly alongside another rider in the same lane. There is no place to go if you have to maneuver to avoid a car or hazard in the roadway. Wait until you are both stopped to talk. Staggered formation. This is the best way to keep the ranks close yet maintain an adequate space cushion. The group leader rides in the left side of the lane, and the second rider stays at least 1 second back and rides in the right side of the lane. The third maintains the left position of the lane at least 2 seconds behind the first rider. The fourth rider should keep at least a 2 second distance from the second rider in the right side of the lane, and so on. This formation keeps the group close and permits each rider to maintain a safe distance from others ahead, behind, and to the sides. It is best to move to single-file formation when riding in curves, turning, and entering or leaving freeways or highways. Intersections. Intersections present the highest risk for motorcyclists in a group. When making a left turn at an intersection with a left turn signal arrow, tighten the formation to allow as many riders through the intersection as possible. Make the turn single file. Do not ride side by side. If not all riders get through the light, stop at a safe point ahead and wait. This will prevent riders from feeling pressured to speed up or run a red light. Interstate highways and freeways. A staggered formation is essential when riding on freeways and interstates. However, enter in single file and form up only after all riders have safely merged in traffic. The lead rider should move the group over at least one lane to prevent vehicles that are entering and exiting from disrupting your formation. In heavy traffic, resist the temptation to ride too close together. Maintain your minimum 1 second, 2 second staggered formation space cushion. When exiting, use a single file formation for better space cushion and time to react to conditions at the end of the off-ramp. Parking. When possible, park as a group so everyone can get off their motorcycles more quickly. Avoid parking downhill or head in, and if possible, park where you can pull through, making the arrival and departure smoother. Whenever possible, park so that the group can depart as a unit in single file. There's a diagram with the caption, Staggered Formation. Continuing with the text. Passing in formation. When the group wants to pass slow traffic on a freeway or interstate, the group may pass as a unit. On a two-lane highway, riders in a staggered formation should pass one at a time. First, the lead rider should pull out and pass when it is safe. After passing, the leader should return to the left position and continue riding at passing speed to open room for the next rider. Next, the second rider should move up to the left position in the lane and wait for a chance to safely pass. When passing, be sure you have a clear view of oncoming traffic. Just because the lead rider passed, that does not mean that conditions haven't changed and that it is still safe for other riders to pass. After passing, the rider should return to the right position and open up room for the next rider. Some people suggest that the lead rider should move to the right side of the lane after passing the vehicle. This is not a good idea, since it might encourage the second rider to pass and cut back in before there is enough space cushion in front of the passed vehicle. It's simpler and safer to wait until there is enough room ahead of the passed vehicle to allow each rider to move into the same position held before the pass. There are two diagrams captioned Group Passing Stage 1 and Group Passing Stage 2. And there is a Test Yourself 13. When riding in a group, inexperienced riders should position themselves A. just behind the leader, B. in front of the group, C. at the tail end of the group, D. beside the leader. The answer is A. just behind the leader. Continuing with the text. 10 Rules of Group Riding. Base the length of the route and segments on ability of the least experienced rider. Take timely breaks to prevent loss of concentration and reduce fatigue. Adjust the pace through curves to the ability of the least experienced rider. If necessary, form two groups with different speeds. Don't tailgate or encourage the rider in front to speed. If you want to ride faster, ride ahead of the group. Keep adequate following distance and maintain a staggered formation. Do not pass in the group, except in the case of emergency. Place inexperienced riders just behind the leader so they can keep pace without riding faster than it is safe. When passing, be conscious of the traffic conditions and oncoming traffic. Even though the previous riders passed safely, it may not be safe for you. Maintain adequate time distance between riders, especially at intersections. This allows you to avoid hard braking. Check your mirrors frequently to ensure the group stays together.